Yo, what up? Welcome to another episode of On the Serious 33 and the Third Podcast. It's your man, DeLeo DiCaprio, a.k.a. Filthy McNasty, a.k.a. Danny Domino, a.k.a. your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew's side.
How many times?
Twice removed.
It's your boy, Drew Nitty, a.k.a. International Drew, a.k.a. that Black Star kid, a.k.a. it was cold outside today.
Yes. Yes.
Shout out. Yo, wait, shout out to Drew for coming back on the AKA team. Like, Drew, those two you could always use no matter what. Blackstar Kid, International Drew. Like, those two are standard, so you should never have an excuse for not doing your AKAs again.
Hey, man, if I come home and I'm tired, then I don't feel like running, it ain't gonna happen.
You know, yeah. What up? I'm TJ, that's me.
And I'm just waiting for the edibles to kick in.
Woo! Yeah, shout out to edibles. Yo, wait, yo, that we need to check the tape, but I promise you, at no point has BA ever said his name during his part of the introduction. He never says his name. No,
I'm pretty sure he done said it the first couple of episodes.
Yeah. I want to say the first maybe two shows, but
after that, yeah, it's a free fall.
Yeah.
It's been a while for sure.
Another day, another Republican acquittal. Yo, happy Valentine's Day, by the way, to all the lovers out there.
Yes, sir.
To my single fellas on here, do y'all celebrate Valentine's Day?
That's a weird question, bro. He's being weird now.
Do y'all believe in Valentine's Day?
You're asking me that?
You said for the single fellas.
For the single fellas.
And I'm currently single, so but Dave, you're asking me if I believe in Valentine's Day?
Yes.
This nigga listen to slow songs all the time. Yeah, he believes in the Valentine's Day.
I mean, really?
Man, let me tell you something. Like, you know, there's this whole thing about, you know, is Valentine's Day only for the ladies? Should fellas expect to, you know, receive anything for Valentine's Day, you know? I don't know. What's your thought?
I mean, we just got to figure out, you know, Sweetest Day is supposed to be for
the fellas.
Yeah. For us, right? And even Steak and BJ Day. Shout out to Steak and BJ Day as well.
Steak and BJ Day. That doesn't get enough recognition.
It really doesn't.
And not at all.
So, I mean, honestly, I've never thought that Valentine's should be just for women. Like, I always thought it could just be a time to, you know, go out of your way to express your love in ways that your partner will like or whatever. Just a day, you know what I mean? So I've always thought of it that way. I mean, sure, probably more women, you know, look forward to it than men if you did a survey, but I've never thought of it exclusively for women.
Yeah.
But then here's another thing with that. A lot of women, like, you could get a woman a gift, whatever, jewelry, whatever, and that's what they would want for, you know, a gift for Valentine's Day. But women, all they feel like, you know, we'll just give you some sex and that's it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a cop out. I mean, we enjoy it.
We gonna
but
take
it's not
it.
A gift.
Right.
You can't gift me with something you already give me every, you know, like on a regular basis.
You think that's a little redundant? Yeah.
Listen, unless you're providing a new vagina.
Oh wow!
What did you just say?
He said, unless you're providing a new vagina.
Yeah.
If you're bringing a new vagina into the fold, then that's different.
Yeah.
That's a gift.
Yeah.
But if it's just yours and I'm accustomed to yours already, like if I was going to get yours, you know, if I got it 2 days ago, it's not a gift today.
Right.
That's just me.
Let me just not even play devil's advocate, but what if by chance, new vaginas were just kind of a semi-regular part of your relationship. So now what's the next level up?
So if you're tiny and T.I., you're saying?
Oh.
Wow.
Man.
Wow.
word on the street. word on the street. You always have to put allegedly. He doesn't care about allegedly. But sure, that's what the word on the street is.
I mean,
something like that. So what in that case would be
if that's your lifestyle, then that's obviously not a gift if we do this on a regular basis. Right. You're going to have to, as a woman, think outside of that realm.
Outside the box.
That's the hi-hat moment, Dave.
Well, women's argument would totally be that, you know, we should all also be celebrating them every day and doing something special for them every day.
Well, just mind frequently.
Now, mind you, you know, on a special occasion tip, you know, they do have a lot of holidays, man. They got Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
They got Mother's Day.
Damn.
They got birthdays. They got Christmas. They got anniversaries.
I challenge one of you married people to go to your wife and tell her her Valentine's Day gift is dick. Tell her that.
I was just about to do it. Then I thought to myself,
Next episode, it might be all forcing.
That's all she get. And it's not even, it's yours. Like the one that, come on, bro. It's not a gift.
Listen, I'm already in trouble. Apparently, I was liking too many of Angela Simmons' Instagram posts. So yeah, I can't push the envelope.
Come on, listen. If it's a celeb, it's cool because it's a celeb. If it's some chick she don't know or never seen or heard before, that's the one that maybe. But Angela Simmons, like everybody, he has basically she knows you have no chance with Angela Simmons.
No. You forget who you're talking to. That's Hollywood Dave.
Yeah.
So it's not a lot of chicks you don't know.
you can run up on that, pause, but you can run up on that anytime.
Those are facts, though, Hollywood Dave.
What you call a celebrity, Dave is like, that's my lunch buddy. We go to, you know, my coworker.
Yeah.
We went to Sizzler together.
Hey Dave, one time you make me go to a screening with Vanessa Simmons?
I think it was a movie she was in. Yeah, I can't remember. Was she there? I can't remember.
Oh, you don't? Okay, all right.
Yeah,
because Dave has sponsored a lot of terrible movie events.
You just gonna forget about Woo, huh?
That was the first one.
Was that me or TJ?
That was TJ.
Okay, but listen, can we go like Woo? I feel like in retrospect, Woo got a bad rap. If you watch it, like I think it's aged really well, for the most part. Wow, he had a nigga with the buzzer.
Wow.
Okay. I'm getting some sound effects next time for you niggas.
Woo ain't aged at all.
I feel like it's not as bad as we thought it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I love Jada, but that was definitely one of the forgettable ones right there.
I feel like it just wasn't as horrible as we initially thought.
It was Chicken Hoe.
What?
What? It was a chicken. Wasn't it a chicken hole or something like that? Chicken hole.
What are you talking about?
I remember, what is it? Paula J. Parker was in the movie, right?
I believe she was.
She was like somebody's girlfriend or something like that. And it was with a chicken suit on. Was that the movie?
Was that that? Or was it, are you thinking about Sprung?
Okay, yeah, I got to make
that. See,
Sprung was better than Woo, by the way, just so you know.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
I actually own Sprung. I like that movie.
No. Sprung was dope, and it was definitely better than Woo. I just think Woo isn't as terrible in hindsight as we initially thought it was. I think it just took some time to digest for some reason. I just don't think it's as bad as
30 years.
shout out to Rusty Cundiff too, man.
I don't think he gets enough props.
He don't get his props.
Yeah, he's definitely like an unsung one for sure.
Yeah, and low key, you know, a bit of an inspiration for this show. So.
Oh,
fact.
Yeah.
No, okay, no, wait. I think I am talking about the same movie though.
What, Woo or Sprung?
The one where I said the chicken thing.
But
no.
Joe Torre he owned or managed a chicken restaurant in Sprung, and he was dating Paula J. Parker, but Was there somebody in an actual chicken suit?
Yeah, they made her wear a chicken suit.
Was that in?
Maybe that was.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I have to go back and watch Woo now. I mean, unfortunately,
yeah, watch it.
Well, I don't have to, but you know,
I'm trying to tell y'all.
Yeah,
it just ain't as bad.
Yeah. Speaking of chicken.
Wait, well, I'm going back to this. I'm going back to this whole movie thing because the second one was the one we went to when I got to LA that night.
Oh, see, wait a minute. Now you got to put something on. Wait. No, I can't. Hey, no.
Real quick.
No. We ain't going to go there.
Before y'all go to that story, Chicken Ho was Woo. I'm looking at it on it's on YouTube. You can
thank you.
Google so Chicken Ho. It is it. Chicken Ho. Pops right up.
All right, well, standing wow. Chicken Ho. Chicken Ho aside. Wow. The last time I watched Woo, which was like, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, I just felt like it wasn't as bad as I remembered, or that it seemed to be at the time.
Chicken Ho was better than the movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The soundtrack, absolutely.
Maybe I'll go back and.
You haven't watched it since we watched it in 1990?
No, I haven't. And as a matter of fact, I think I just saw it as like one of the free movies on. Xfinity or
please,
something.
Please, Dave,
too,
go so. Back and watch it and see if it's as horrible as you remember.
Okay, I'm sure it will be. just for shits and giggles.
Goddamn, we'll go ahead.
The funniest part about that whole the first time we seen that movie is I remember I think somebody told us, "Hey, y'all, just don't go out there and say nothing about the movie."
Oh, wow!
Literally, as soon as we walked out the door, that movie was trash.
Speaking of, I feel like now I need to go back and watch Gooder again.
No, you don't.
Now I need to see if it's as horrible as I remember.
Hold on, was that me and you that was in the movie theater laughing through the entire movie
with the executives
movie
right behind us? Yes.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, exactly.
That was it. Was like five of us or something.
Listen. You know how when you had a ghetto ass movie and it's always in people that see the talking through the movie or making a bunch of noise and you're like, who are these ignorant? You know,
that was y'all,
motherfuckers up in there. You know, that was us watching Glitter. Like the movie was so bad, we was literally just laughing out loud and just making noise and being obnoxious on purpose. Like, yeah.
N-words is like y'all sound like.
Wait, let me ask y'all this question. Have y'all ever laughed at a movie that wasn't like laughed at something in the movie that wasn't supposed to be laughed at?
I laughed at Titanic.
I did too.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah,
I did too. Y'all are terrible.
Yeah, it was some amazing comedy in Titanic.
I did too.
What exactly did y'all laugh at? Jack, was it Jack freezing or was it?
No,
I was pissed off about that one.
I didn't give a shit about you. Listen, first off, let's be clear. I never wanted to see Titanic. I knew how the movie was going to end. The goddamn boat sinks. Why am I going to pay for this?
I was going to say.
Yeah, but, you know, we talked about women earlier. Anyway.
Oh, you was caking. So, okay. You were caking.
I was appeasing.
Going to watch a 3-hour movie with white people drowning in the ocean sound like you.
Yeah, but listen. Here's the thing. I'm not going in here to play with y'all, so I'm not getting into this love story shit. I'm laughing, bro. When the boat started capsizing and dude slid down and he like hit the neck.
Hit the bell?
Yes, I fell out.
Same part. Same part.
Fell out, bro. I was almost in the aisle laughing.
Wow.
When the captain shot himself, oh nigga.
Wow. Dude, I was at the same part. I'm with my former girlfriend at the time. She crying, people around me crying. Dude fall off, hit that bell and go ding.
Yep. Bro.
Rolling.
When I tell you I was in the aisle laughing, like they was I embarrassed everybody I was with, bro. Okay, I
did too. My girlfriend was
shouldn't have brought me
mad
here.
At me.
Wow. Now I gotta go back and watch that.
I can tell you the part is when the boat is straight up. Jack and whoever the chick's name was holding on to it, and they looked around, looked at the dude, and they locked eyes, and then he let go.
Yep.
Funniest part of the movie.
And he bounced off that damn bell so hard.
Bell.
Oh my God.
Yo.
Yeah, I know there's been, I can't think of them at the moment, but there's definitely been like really inappropriate times in movies when I've laughed out loud with, you know, like somebody died or something. Just recently I was watching, and you know, this don't really count because it's a sitcom, so you're going to laugh anyway. But I was watching an old episode of Sister, Sister, and there was a part where like Tia was treating Lisa kind of bad or whatever, or something. And something happened at the house where they were like working on the roof or something. And Lisa was standing in the kitchen and like the roof collapsed over her head. And like all of this debris and roofing fell on top of her.
That's what you laughed at? Like, that's what you laughed at?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. It was bad because it looked like it could have killed
And you laughed at it.
And Tia was like, you know, crying because she thought, you know, her mother got killed by the roof falling, collapsing on her head. Dude, but the way it looked and happened was hilarious, dude. Like you have to watch the episode.
I'm going
to
do you one better. But, I'm going to do one better.
Yeah.
So, all right. This is going to sound messed up. But it was a very special episode of Different Strokes.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I hope you're not going
to that. I hope you ain't going to that.
Bro, when Dudley was in the bike shop with no shirt on.
No, man, no.
So, wait. Ladies and gentlemen. When the hell did you laugh at this? As a kid or as an adult? Because I'm really just
no, as a kid, I was worried. But as an adult, nigga, that shit is hilarious.
Ladies and gentlemen.
How are we from the same person, the same people?
My BA on the Serious 33 and Third podcast.
On a very special episode of a Serious 33 and
Third. I think my mama had missed smoking from when she was pregnant with me, so she like chain smoked a lot before you and yeah, something. What is wrong with you?
Man, listen.
Go back and watch the acting on that.
I mean,
dude,
but that's the thing.
As soon as he said it,
those types, they laughing at Tia getting the roof cave in on it, and BA laughing at Dudley in the bike. Like, but if the scene is acted bad enough, even how serious it's supposed to be, then yeah, it can be hilarious. Yeah. But still, those I haven't seen the Sister Sister, but damn, BA.
Y'all play a game.
I never.
All y'all niggas laugh when Florida did the damn James. Y'all laughed at that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
and that wasn't a laugh. That wasn't the comedy moment of the show.
No, it wasn't. But yeah, I definitely didn't look at WKRP the same after that Different Strokes episode. You know, because you know that was the boss from WKRP, and he was a Chester. And
that was him.
Yeah, man. And it was like I remember watching it as a kid, you know, because you know my parents wanted me to watch it as a teaching moment.
And, it was a very special episode.
Yeah, and you know I've always been a big fan of milkshakes growing up, and you know
milkshakes.
Well, he was using milkshakes as a ploy.
So his milkshake brought all the boys to y'all. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I have to quit the podcast after tonight.
I can't even do the drum in on that one. I can't do it. No. 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 Oh my God! Let's switch.
I told y'all a couple of episodes ago. I'm getting jokes.
I feel like this at some point somebody's going to be able to study this podcast from the moment Drew turned. Like, wow.
Yo, listen.
Hey, Terrence, why he acted like I did a heel turn in wrestling?
Basically.
Welcome to the dark side, bro.
Hey, man. I love it here.
In other news.
Just talk about other stuff now.
Yo, Hossie Orange is back at McDonald's, man.
Shout out to
man, that deserves applause.
Like, how on the street?
You know what I think about that? What? I feel like remember old Lean on Me when Mr. Darnell got fired and then he brought him back
that last week
and he was
I watched it last week.
He was like, "You should have never fired me in the first place." Like, That's how I see orange at McDonald's. But like, you should have never let it go in the first place.
But I,
exactly. Like
it's true, but like I feel like how long was it before Mr. Darnell came back? How much time do you think elapsed?
A couple weeks.
Right.
I don't know, half a full year?
Okay, exactly. Now how long? That wasn't a full year.
Like at least a couple
years. Exactly. Like they made us wait way too long for this. And I know they heard the streets before just now, but I feel like they made us wait too long. So it is like when they brought Mr. Darnell back, but like 10 times worse.
Yeah, like, that's the point. But it's like you should have never let it go in the first place, man. Like, what the fuck is y'all thinking?
But why they keep bringing back McRib, though? I don't understand
Who's eating them?
Maybe it's because.
But hey, McRib is spam with barbecue sauce. Like, I don't understand.
These foods.
I don't have a problem with McRib. I actually will grab one when it comes out. So,
I recently started eating ribs again, but I would never eat a McRib. Because I don't think
Did you ever eat a McRib?
As a kid, I'm sure I did.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I tried one like maybe a couple years ago. My stomach was like, not going to be able to go.
McRib, I don't know. It just looked like it tastes like vegan bologna. Like, I don't
It might not even be meat at this point. You know, back in the day. But, like, now, it could be 95% chemical. I seen, like, ham in the shopping save on 47, and it was, like, ham product. And the ingredients was like... Uh-uh.
Get him.
What, y'all gonna get him because I was in the shop and saving 47?
Oh my god.
Nigga, food that's real. Nah.
Man.
It sounds like they just have something called mystery.
That shit, no.
Bro, you need to ride to the grocery store. Just call me. That's all I'm saying. Just call me. I got you.
Oh, it's a Mariano.
Okay, but listen, this was now, like bro. 10 years ago. Remember when I stayed on 47 right. Cottage? Okay, so the only place that I could really get to without having 20 bags on the bus was the fucking Shopping Stave right there at that corner. And one time...
Okay, you're talking about Save-A-Lot. That's not... Save-A-Lot's not
like,
that bad.
No, Save-A-Lot might be worse. Ain't they related? Ain't they a parent company or some shit? I don't know. So the Save-A-Lot. Nigga, it was ham product, and it was like 85% water, and then like these other chemicals and shit. Ham product though, so the McRib might not even be fucking real meat.
Is ham product a pig that don't know its sexual orientation? Some shit
they made up that tastes close enough. Like, ham, what are you talking about, man?
What are we? Okay. All right.
Oh man. Oh my god, we've gone off the rails, folks. Speaking of fast food, processed shit, Popeyes. I don't know if y'all heard about this. They got a new fish sandwich coming out.
Okay, I'm gonna say this right now. The chicken sandwich was overrated as hell. No, that chicken sandwich was trash.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you there,
man. No, it wasn't.
That chicken sandwich is fire.
Nah, G, I'm not.
It's fire.
Not to be. Y'all was up there standing around.
Probably didn't go to a nice Popeyes that really cared.
Negro.
That makes the difference.
It was trash.
You probably didn't go to a nice Popeyes. You know, some Popeyes care and some people and some Popeyes don't. They probably didn't follow the recipe they should have at your Popeyes, Drew.
Whatever. Whatever.
They don't know Annie. They don't know Annie. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? That makes all the difference.
They
could have
been like,
world.
I don't see Annie... the prep because there ain't nothing going in this batter.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. It's still trash.
Hey, listen. All I'm saying is they're coming out with a new fried flounder sandwich.
Fuck Popeyes and these sandwiches.
I think they finna change. They finna change the fish game. Sandwich game. I think so.
Filet of fish.
I'm gonna try it. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna try it.
Yeah. Listen. I'm with you, Drew. Like for me, it don't get no better than filet of fish. Okay, I don't care that it's, you know.
It might not be fish.
Right, it might not be fish. What was the frozen fish we always used to eat? Was it Mr. Gordon's or something like that?
Gordon's Fisherman, yeah.
Yeah, Gordon's Fisherman. you know, that's all it is with some, you know, hopefully tartar sauce or tartar sauce product on it. But
I'm tartar product.
But yeah, no, I'm with you on that. It don't get no better than Filet-O-Fish in my book. But I feel like Popeyes is going to bring the heat now. So, you know. Man, lots to unpack, man. You know, I thought we was going to get through, you know, the first quarter of 2021 without bringing up this asshole's name, but.
We don't have to.
Yeah, I know.
Man, you got to talk about his name.
Just don't say his name. Just don't say his name.
Talk about them pussy-ass Republicans that just ain't got no spine, no backbone.
Ass Republicans.
None at all, man. None. None at all. I mean, just, you know, there should be no surprise at this point. But it's just like, man.
My thing is how do you acquit, and then in the same the House Minority Leader, Mitch the snitch,
Senate Minority Leader,
the bitch, right? Yeah. Senate Minority say, yeah, it was his fault, but we still going to acquit.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That don't make no sense. Yeah.
My man basically put his own spin on Johnny Cochran's speech, man. But. Was, you know, it's just hypocrisy at its finest. You know.
No, it absolutely is. I mean, but, you know, this is power. This is a power game, and they're still scared of him. They think he still obviously holds a lot of influence, obviously, that, you know.
Yeah.
And so this is just a fucking power game. Like, so he's still, as powerful as he is, they still don't want to, you know, piss him off or whatever. So it's just fucking power, man.
I gotta think though. You know, he obviously lost the election, which was a huge blow to him. But I feel like the chickens are still coming home to roost, because you know you can't underestimate the power of a black woman, and he still got a couple district attorneys that's on that ass, and you know they ain't playing. You know, New York and Georgia is on that ass, and I think they gonna get them. So you know he can't be celebrating.
No, I saw a report that they mentioned that he is afraid of the coming litigation towards him. Yeah. So. Yeah. No, they are absolutely on his ass, as are a lot of people. So I still think he's gonna suffer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it looks like his businesses are already suffering, which is great. So
yeah,
we will
keep that trend going.
Yes, yes, yes. Keep the party going.
But here's another thing that really kills me is because I'm starting to see, like, I know he now is like he got the office of himself or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, first of all, he writes to the Actors Association,
Screen Actors Guild,
and says, "I'm terminating my membership or whatever like that." Like we give.
I feel
shit.
Like they did him before he, and then you know he always do that. Somebody get fired, and then he'll say he resigned. So like, did they fire him? Right. Did they terminate the relationship, or did he do it first?
He quit before he got.
He must have knew he was getting ready to get terminated.
Yeah,
they
were about to do him, and so he decided, well, I don't need y'all anyway. Yeah. One of those.
Okay, I hope. But can you wait to see this nigga work now on union.
Right. Yeah, that's gonna be hilarious. You know, he got another win too. His favorite quarterback won the Super Bowl
next.
As you know, as I expected, you know, it is what it is, man.
Did y'all see the video of him drunk?
I saw part of it. Yeah.
White boy makes the video. Just interesting.
They were like throwing the Super Bowl trophy around on a boat, right?
Yeah,
he threw the Super Bowl trophy. Another. Yeah.
Wow.
But he got seven of them things, so he good.
Yeah, he ain't gonna fuck. But yeah. It's the video after that when it was like they had to help him walk off.
He had a dude basically holding up. Nigga was like weekend at Bernie's. Dude holding him up pretty much as he was drunkenly walking because he wouldn't have made it by himself. Yeah.
Wow.
Let me talk. Well, we talked about him, but let's talk about the real quarterback. Let me talk about Mr. Patrick Mahomes. I mean, throwing passes like pretty much vertical, like he was about to fall down, and he was throwing passes on the money.
Yeah.
And your receivers were just getting hit. He hit the receivers in their hands while he was falling down.
But that's him. That's not new. That's him.
That reminded me of when I used to play on Madden 20. That's how I used to do it. Yeah.
I was waiting for you to say the Madden part reassuring me because I wasn't sure where you were going before you got to Madden.
Yes. When I played Madden 20, I was actually the quarterback for the Bucks. And I used to do passes like that.
I've never played a season of Madden like when I wasn't. It's always been the Bears. Should I be playing for other organizations?
Yes.
Yeah. I actually tried to go to the Bears, but Madden has this stupid thing where if you go into free agency and you don't get selected, they force you to retire.
I should also know that y'all are playing like about a decade ahead as far as Madden as I am.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We're talking out of your league now, bro. I'm going to need you to.
Yeah. Yeah. You're on Tecmo Bowl.
I got past Tecmo Bowl.
The last time I played Madden with the Bears is when Devin Hester was the kick returner.
TJ playing the Madden with Madden on the cover.
Wow.
Playing the first Madden.
See, I didn't mention a year, so that's crazy. Why.
He playing the Madden when your boy Ludacris is doing the intro.
Oh, my God. Classic. Yo, speaking of football and the Super Bowl, can we talk about the halftime?
Y'all can, but I didn't watch it.
Yes. Trash. Don't get me wrong. The Weeknd makes hit music. You know what I mean? I get it. He's got some great songs, but I just like that performance wasn't it for me, man. It just wasn't. And you know, a lot of people are saying like, yeah, it's definitely difficult to pull off that type of performance, especially the fact that we're in a pandemic. Apparently we wasn't in a pandemic in Florida because the damn stadium was packed. But I just thought
it
wasn't packed.
It wasn't packed to capacity. Yeah, but still, 25,000 people there?
Yeah.
Which is a third of what they said.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you know. But I think that it was just, I don't know, man. It was, to me, the performance was uninspired. And then, you know, it was like people would start pulling out the comparisons of like, you know, The Weeknd and MJ. First of all, let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Why are we comparing?
I've never even heard. I don't know what part of the internet y'all be on. I don't think I've ever seen that. But I've totally Weeknd out since I Can't Feel My Face. Like, that's the last song that I remember from him. But I have no interest in The Weeknd, and I totally tune him out. So I've never seen that comparison. People are actually comparing him to Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Okay. In what way?
Here's my thing.
Vocal tone?
Because I ain't like he did a slight moonwalk. That's all I remember.
They're saying that, you know, some young, you know, and I'm sure this is. Some of the younger folks,
millennials,
are comparing him to today's version of Michael Jackson. Let's just go back to Michael Jackson's Super Bowl performance. Just don't even talk about all of Mike's other historic, epic,
there's really no
legendary
reason
moments.
To compare anything.
But let's just go
I'm
back.
Sorry, go ahead.
Let's just go back to his Super Bowl performance, though, dude. My man was like appearing in multiple places at the same time. Mike is the type of entertainer that all he got to do is stand there and take off his glasses, and you got thugs.
No, there's no other type of entertainer thugs. That can do that. It's just Michael Jackson.
Bro, you got thugs crying. I would cry if Michael Jackson stood there and took off his glasses.
Listen.
Like,
you would right now.
Listen, yeah. Listen, see, them you know kids what, wouldn't. You know that's messed up, Drew. God damn.
Drew, I might have to give you the L. I might have to give you the L for that one, bro.
But listen.
Just saying, if you're standing there right now, you wouldn't be crying.
Listen, them kids were not around at like the height and to they we know two different Michael Jacksons because they don't know what he was before what they saw growing up, tabloids and all that good shit. Like Mike, like they don't know
right
that Mike. So I can't even give that any space because I know that they don't know.
Yeah. But I mean, dude, like, I mean, you just go back to like classic Super Bowl performances like Beyonce, Prince, Michael Jackson, Destiny's Child. Dude, I'll even go
Whitney
further, Whitney.
But Whitney only did the
national anthem.
Right. She didn't do the halftime.
But that was better than the Weeknd's halftime
show. Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, I ain't go.
Dude, Maroon 5 was better than the Weeknd's halftime show.
Justin Timberlake.
Both times.
Yes. I'm talking about the first one.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
Titty Gate.
Yeah. I was gonna say, was that really Justin?
Was that Janet or Justin?
No, dude. Listen, y'all said Justin Punk ass just apologized, right? So
I did see that.
I ain't never had beef about that. So how
many shit, years like 20 for Britney and like what 15 for Titty Gate.
Yeah.
So
okay, my
is there a Britney movie?
I think there's a documentary.
Like,
I think there's a documentary out.
What is it on? Because I might watch it.
I don't know what it's on. But Google will tell you.
I want to see that. And I want to see the Mr. Miyagi documentary.
It's a Mr. Miyagi documentary.
Is it Pat Morita? So is it a Pat Morita documentary Mr. Miyagi?
I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
It's a Pat Morita.
Come on, Hollywood. Dave, you know better than type fast.
Listen, man.
You know Pat Morita was on Happy Days?
Listen, yo, he does an amazing Red Fox impersonation if you've never heard
it. Say my man's name.
It's amazing. You got to watch it.
Okay, going back to the weekend real quick.
Yeah.
I was telling some when I was watching, I went to a small Super Bowl gathering.
Mm-hmm. Hulu.
Huh?
Britney's movie is on Hulu.
Okay.
Okay.
But I was saying that, you know, everybody was comparing the their performance, their halftime performance to, they made music that could almost, it could rock a football stadium. You know, it could make the energy in a football stadium, it could turn it up.
Yeah.
The Weeknd ain't that type of artist.
Nah, he's not. He's really not.
Right.
He makes, I want to say elevated music, but he makes like, it's not, like you said, Drew, it's not the type that, you know, just makes you.
He make car dealership music.
What?
Like while you waiting on them to run your credit.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
I think that's the perfect,
definitely
go with that.
Well, you sitting there to wait for your credit to be ran, and you waiting, and that's the music you hear. That's the kind of music. He ain't even a club, G.
Listen. Somebody said they need to let Wu-Tang do the Super Bowl halftime show one year.
America ain't ready for that. Ooh, but can we get an Old Dirty hologram if they do that?
Man, I say you throw Wu-Tang in there, but like throw some other hip hop artists in there with him, like Busta Rhymes, like, you know, a lot of his catalog could turn up a Super Bowl. You know,
I hate to say this, and this the first, I think the first hip hop act that will ever like headline a Super Bowl, I mean, do the Super Bowl halftime is gonna be the Migos.
Oh, God,
I hate to say it.
No, if Wu Tang can fucking do the Super Bowl, you think Migos can? No,
dude, if they just put The Weeknd on for this halftime show, you would think they would put Migos on there?
That's because Michael Jackson is dead. If you can get Wu-Tang, then you would pick Wu-Tang over Migos any day.
I definitely would.
I don't think they would. Because, no. Oh, God, no. I hope not. Yo, wait. Real quick. Did Weeknd do I Can't Feel My Face at the Super Bowl?
That was the last one.
Okay.
Think he did.
Yeah. Why not let Bad Boy do it? Let Diddy, you know what I'm saying?
They never going that hip hop to that. Like, it's always going to be somebody super, super, super pop.
It'll be Flo Rida.
And Pitbull, they would do it together.
Right.
Probably.
Did Pitbull do it one year?
I think he popped up one year.
So whoever it is, it's always going to be super pop. I can't even.
But it's sponsored by Rock Nation. Just do it one time.
I don't think he.
Jay, just do it one time.
You sponsor it. Can't like go in that room and sell them on Papoose doing your Super Bowl.
And listen, it's sponsorship levels. Like, you know what I mean? Jay probably got the bronze package, the silver or some shit. Like, you got to have the presenting platinum package to dictate forcing Migos down somebody's throat for the Super Bowl.
But Jay can
do that. I don't even know if Jay can do that.
I want Jay to do it.
No, it's always going to have to be somebody super pop for a long time.
I think Jay can do it.
I think Jay can rock it.
I think
Jay rock a football stadium.
Migos' moment has passed. If it was going to happen for them, it would have happened around
and they would have had to be a part of somebody's set as a special pop up. They can't rock a whole set by themselves.
I think Jay can.
I hope he does.
And then Beyonce tie in for everybody else.
Has Rihanna done it yet?
I would say her.
Yeah, I can see Ray.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I can see Rihanna doing.
I say MOP.
Oh, Jay, I've been
telling you.
Let the beat nuts open.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we're talking,
Dave. When you hit me up, hit us up, and told us about the Czar remix that Busta just did with him, man.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, when I heard it, I was in the car. Almost, I was like, I just want to just crash my car right now because that's how high MOP get you,
man. Listen, yeah, and I don't know what diet Lil Fame been on, but man, I need to, you know,
that's the Slim Quick diet,
man. For real. He look like a totally different person. Speaking of Bust, busting them. Have y'all heard this this new Fife Dawg joint with Redman and Busta Rhymes?
No.
Oh man, you got to check it out. It's from Fife's new album that's coming out. And the name of this song is Nutshell Part 2. It's dope.
Okay, I like to listen to it.
Yeah.
I saw Redman post that on Instagram. I didn't listen to the record. I just saw that it existed. I guess I could saw the post.
Yeah, because I thought it was his song, but it's actually Fife's. I guess he's coming with a post from his project and Paz, thank you.
You know what? Make these crazy. And we just got you the biopic, and now you talking about hope.
Don't you read scripts? That's what you do, right?
Wait, posthumous. You're right. I do know that one.
But it's from Fife.
My bad. Posthumous.
Yes. Not to be confused with posthumous.
Project that's coming out.
Shout out to De La Soul.
Shout out to De La Soul.
Yeah, definitely. Yo, this kind of transitions into one of the things I was going to talk about. BA, I know you saw it. Have all y'all seen Judas and the Black Messiah?
No, I'm trying. I might watch it tonight. Well, either tonight or tomorrow.
As of now, I haven't watched it yet.
Definitely must see movie. You know, check it out. It's on HBO Max now. BA, what'd you think of it?
I think
ACAB.
Those of us familiar with the story kind of knew what to expect there. I didn't. Yeah. I learned. I didn't know about the William O'Neal, the Keep Stanford's.
You character. Didn't?
I didn't know. Yeah. No, I didn't. I honestly didn't.
I failed.
So, well, it is what it is. So I didn't actually know about him, and I kind of learned from there. I knew everything else, yeah. But I didn't know that he was the one that actually, you know, that set those wheels in motion.
You know how he ended up, right?
Yeah, he killed himself.
Did they show him running on the expressway?
Yeah.
Nah.
No, but they did show real interviews.
Right.
With him. Well, that's how the real William O'Neal.
Yeah, died. And then they
running on, I think, 94. Like in a fit, in a crazy, you know, little bugged out fit.
Hey, man. Hey. For the future references, don't ever do 94 like that. It's 290 at all times. He's running on 290. I don't care if it's accurate or not. It just seems more legit that he was running on 290. And they were on the west side, so it probably was 290 that he was running on. Let's be clear. Wait, don't ever throw 94
in
the bus.
You're right. I respect the 94. I don't know if it's video. I remember the news story. It's, you know, it was, I don't remember exactly when, but it was like, you know, probably within the last 20 years.
Yeah.
It was 89.
Was it 89?
Yeah, they said he didn't tell his story until a documentary that he filmed in 89. And the day the documentary aired is when he killed himself.
Huh.
Yeah.
So I guess he couldn't, you know, live with that situation. But it really just showed you your American government and how they, you know, will do everything they can to make sure they get the desired result. And, you know, while we didn't trust them,
I
didn't like though.
You know,
what's the nigga? I don't know his last name. Is Daniel from Get Out? What's the nigga name?
Kaluga.
Kaluga. I didn't appreciate his Chicago accent.
You know, I gotta say it was. I was making fun of it a little bit, but when I watched some old Fred Hampton interviews, I saw what he was trying to do, and he wasn't too far off. I think he put a little too much on because he was trying to hide. He was trying to hide the British accent. So there was a little.
It didn't work for me. I was like, "What the? Why the fuck is he talking like that?"
Hey, wait, is
the Black Panther Party is filming a rainbow coalition?
Like, you know, mixing the southern accent that Black Chicagoans have with the.
I know what he was trying to do. I just don't think he did it well. But the movie is good enough where you can get past that. Like, but it caught me off guard. Like, yo, why the fuck is he talking like that? Like, that ain't how we talk. I got mad for a minute.
Hey, is the Eisenhower? Okay, so you're right. It was the Eisenhower. It was 290.
Yeah, that all happened on the west side, so that was definitely 290.
Okay, I didn't. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But no, overall, I thought it was a great movie. I know some people were complaining that it wasn't filmed in Chicago. The movie was actually shot in Ohio.
I don't care about that. That's you Hollywood people and yo.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's probably. I'm sure that was like a tax incentive thing, you know. Ohio probably, you know, it was probably cheaper to shoot there.
Yeah, the average movie watcher don't give a shit where the movie was filmed at.
I didn't know until after somebody told me. Like, you know, I didn't care because it wasn't like they was trying to play, you know, Las Vegas for Chicago. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it worked wherever they shot it. But also, fire ass soundtrack drop with it. It's got new joints on there with Jay-Z and Nipsey Hussle.
Fire.
Nas.
Black Thought.
Rhapsody's on there. BJ the Chicago Kid.
Skip.
Dang, did you say Skip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Drew, come on, man.
Nope, not gonna do it.
Come on, man.
You not a BJ fan? Or
come
just
on,
song?
Man.
Okay.
Just the song.
Hey, who's not a fan of DJs?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm a fan. I just didn't like the song.
You know what?
Oh, wait. Never mind. I just got what he said.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Awesome. Jeez.
For the record, don't act like you motherfuckers wasn't talking about BJ and Steak Day earlier.
That was then.
Not like I'm the first person that said it.
Wait,
no,
you're doing it again. You're doing it again. This that shit Trump's lawyer. Oh, I said his name. This that shit that dude's lawyers just did. Like, well, the Democrats have said fight as well, and so you can't. No, you're doing the same thing. You know, it's not the same thing.
It is the same thing. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Whatever, man. We weren't.
What is the BJ and BJ at stake?
Yes,
mean?
But we weren't talking about that BJ. It was obvious.
Right. Well, for his point, he was being sarcastic.
Thank you.
But the way like, he acted like I was trying to, like we were talking about that. No, and then he was, but we were, we mentioned BJ, so why can't, whatever, dude.
You people don't understand me. My humor is not appreciated here.
I got it.
Oh my God. Man, did y'all. Did y'all see the Dave Chappelle clip that's been floating around?
Mm-mm. No.
He's calling it a redemption song. Apparently he got his papers.
So we can watch the show again. And I'm happy about that.
They're gonna put it back on Netflix. It might be there now.
Yeah.
We'll get to the 12th.
Yeah.
So I watched that and then I watched the one prior to that. I think it was called Unforgiven.
Oh, there was another.
It was
clip,
one
right?
before that where he went into the details on his issues with Comedy Central, then this one, Redemption Song, is the we fixed it. You know what I mean? If you saw it, he was really saying like we can do business again because on the first clip, I think it's called Unforgiven. It's on his. If you go to his Instagram page, it's there. But on the first clip, he's really going into the details of how they. So the contract is in perpetuity, and they told him, HBO told him, what the hell, what do we need you for, when he tried to pitch the show to them, and then years later, they want to stream the show. They know, what do you need me for? You know what I'm saying? Why are you streaming my show? If you know what I'm saying? Because he said he pitched it to them before he...
Dick Riders. The industry is Dick Riders.
Yeah.
So that one is about the contracts and how they did everything, and pretty much the fact that he wasn't getting no money from it. And that's when he told the audience in that crowd, like, I'm going to my real boss, I'm going to y'all, and I need y'all to stop watching it so they can, you know. He said, if you're a shareholder, I'm talking to you. If a Viacom shareholder, I'm talking to you. Don't watch the show for me. And then the second one, the Redemption Song, is when he's like, it worked, thank you, I got my money. Nice. So, they're both worth watching. You know, Dave is Dave, and the way he explains it is in Dave Chappelle fashion. Here's the thing about Redemption Song, though. Donnell Rawlins, like, how did you become, like, you're only Dave Chappelle's hype guy now? That's all you are?
What are you talking about? Yeah, okay, so first of all, I haven't seen it, but is he in it, and he's, like, playing Arsenio?
No, he just popped up. Dave says goodbye. Donnell comes up at the end, and I'm rich, bitch. Dave Chappelle, y'all. Like, you the Flavor Flav for Dave Chappelle now, bro. Like,
Donnell been working.
Or has he just? Every time I see Donnell, every time I see Donnell talking, he's talking about Dave Chappelle.
That's the biggest thing in his career, I guess.
I'm serious. Every time I see him talking, he's talking about Dave Chappelle.
I'm just gonna forget it. I'm just gonna forget about him being on The Wire.
That was years ago. That was before Chappelle's show. Actually,
I know he's been. He's been doing comedy sets. Now, how much of the content is about Chappelle? I don't know, but he's been working outside Chappelle, not just waiting for him.
I don't know, bro. He feels like Dave Chappelle's hype man.
He's the MC too big for this.
Not even an opening act, just a hype man.
Hey man, you better put some respect.
Wasn't
on
it too
MC,
big
too
MC?
Big.
Why?
It's too big MC. Y'all,
whatever.
No, nope.
him too.
Nope. Gotta respect the names. You know what I mean, MC Young is not Young MC. Hey.
Okay. If you want it,
okay.
Wait. Drew? Hey, have y'all ever really listened to the lyrics of Bust a Move?
Why?
I encourage you all to do so. It's very...
Where are you going with this?
I'm just going to leave it. I'm going to leave it very general, and anybody that wants to investigate it, do. But the lyrics, when you listen to them as an adult, they're downright hilarious, and I just feel like it's really interesting when you pay attention to what the fuck he's saying, because most of it makes no sense. That's all.
Gotcha.
I get it.
Wait. I got you. Like, your best friend's brother wants you to be the best man at his wedding?
Stuff like that, yes. That's one example. And just the other examples that he gives of when it's an appropriate time to bust a move and encourage you to do so. It's just wild when you listen to it as an adult.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't ever say I really thought of Young MC as a lyricist.
Listen, I'm not the biggest
It's the same way
okay,
I think.
Wait, I'm not the biggest Young MC fan.
But
he got a joint call, Let Him Know, and he went hard on that shit.
Yeah. Yo, speaking of underappreciated rap albums. Man, you know what I was listening to the other day on purpose?
What?
And I forgot how dope the album was.
What?
Oh, no.
No,
Shaq.
The first
Shaq album. As far as MC, he made, like, at least his first three albums to me were official. And, like, Shaq was, I listened to Shaq like I listened to real rap, regular rap niggas.
Yeah, like I knew how dope he was, but it had been so long since I actually listened to one of his albums.
Yeah,
I was this shit was fire,
nigga. Like, I know Chip Foo helped him write like most of the first album, though, right? Yeah,
that I didn't know. I knew he was. I knew it was close.
Chip Foo helped him get through that first album, but like Shaq is a novelty rap to me. Like I listened to him. Like I think You Can't Stop the Rain with Big. It's my favorite Shaq song.
Oh my god!
So you saying
I can't even name
Ceballos
a Cedric Ceballos song. No diss to Cedric Ceballos. I just can't name how many albums did he have.
Nah, nigga, all disrespect to Cedric Ceballos. Why would you even try? I'm trying to be nice.
Look. Let's talk about the fact that Allen Iverson still that was that. What was that?
Listen, Jules had some hard bars. Is he coming back with it? He bringing Jules back?
Yeah.
No, but if he did,
he never dropped the whole album.
He just released that one single.
Yeah, the league shut that down.
Yeah, yeah. I was kind of pissed about that because I was I actually had that single.
I do.
Yeah, the NBA was like, "Nah, sir, you ain't going that direction." Which is crazy because he's the only person they ever shut down like that. Like.
That shit was hard.
Name another basketball player where they said you can't drop an album.
That shit was hard. That's why.
Yeah.
Exactly. He shouldn't have been saying no.
But then Kobe's album,
I feel like he got shelved
or
that was labeled
popping like
that. Yeah, that was more label stuff.
That was labeled. Yeah.
That was the label. Was I'm like, talking about the NBA. Right. David Stern was like, nigga, no.
Yes.
Oh wow. Yeah,
let's face facts. The NBA shut down Allen's album, and they shut down the dress code that same time.
Yeah,
I mean, they created the dress code for him.
That's true.
They
that's
created it. They were like, y'all got to start wearing suits.
And then the niggas started wearing the biggest suits they could find. Have y'all ever looked at the suits from like?
Dude.
Look at the fucking 2003. Look at Bron and Melo and them. The draft night photo. Them suits is big as shit, son.
Wait a minute. Do you look at some of the dress like that NBA All Star, like the pictures, and they'll show them. First of all, Tim Duncan, I ain't think you can wear like a 6X because Tim Duncan was wearing 6X shirts and pants.
First of all, it was so hard paying attention to what Tim Duncan was wearing.
Listen,
his hairline.
Listen, I don't have a problem. Tim Duncan's hairline was jacked up, but I feel like KD's is worse. Like,
yeah,
his lining is
like,
fine.
It looks like he legit doesn't brush his
after
hair
the line.
Ever.
Yeah,
it's right. Like, so, yeah. I mean, Tim Duncan was a little you know, messy and not neat, but it looked like he has put a comb to it before. KD shit, I don't. Mm. Is that I don't? I'm not trying to be like, but no.
Yeah. KD needs 6 cc's of Murray's.
Basically, he needs to finish a can.
Man, wait,
KD needs to
finish the can of Murray's.
It's impossible.
He needs to find a way.
You can buy one can of Murray's and it'll last 20 years.
Yo, speaking of hair, Drew, close your ears.
You gotta get him cussing, man.
Man, go ahead.
First of all, I feel like we've been a little bit duped, and trolled, because you know, Gorilla Glue Girl has turned this.
Listen, real quick.
Opportunity,
I'm gonna say you're absolutely right, but I am not mad at her for doing that because in this society, in this culture, nope, you gotta get whatever you can get. Listen, so I'm not mad at her for that part of it. I'm mad at her for being damn near 40 apparently, and I thought she was in her mid. Yeah, and a teacher teaching the baby.
And a teacher.
I thought she was in her. I thought she was 23. She's teaching the kids. So I'm mad at her for being grown and stupid enough to do that. But I'm not mad at her for taking any of these extra opportunities she can get since she got the spotlight for a hot second. I am really, really mad at all the people apparently doing this Gorilla Glue challenge.
Yep.
And this
fool that was the next point
glued a solo cup to his lip and had to go to the ER and now might lose part of his lip. I feel about them and him.
TJ, you know what?
You don't have anything strong enough for him. Not strong enough. Like I feel about him and the rest of these Gorilla Glue Challenge people, like Bea and Drew felt last week about her. Like I'm that mad at them because y'all saw this shit. Y'all been watching obviously the whole time. And it ain't that strong. So I'm gonna glue a cup to my lip, nigga. I hope they take your whole lip. You don't deserve to talk.
They're opportunists, man. Dude, they're opportunists, man. They're all trying to get settlements.
No, because she didn't even get one.
You know what? They talked about her doing it for clout. I feel like that guy is the definition of
she didn't do it.
See what the thing? That's it.
I don't think she did it for clout, but everybody else obviously had. Yeah,
she didn't.
Yes,
he did. So think of the thing. You didn't have to post that video, bro.
Yeah.
You didn't have to. You did not have to post that video. You posted it because you wanted to.
Bad side of clout chasing.
Yeah.
But this is just stupid. I mean, this clout, you know, you can clout chase a million different ways. But this particular challenge, y'all didn't watch the soccer with us for the last 2 weeks and seen she had to go to the ER consultants. Like, really? And y'all going to fucking tried and put it on all parts of y'all bodies. Like, are y'all fucking stupid? So those are really the Tide Pod.
Yeah,
babies,
they
I
are.
Think.
Well, I knew something was wrong with him when he was using an orange solo cup.
Not even though they made
orange solo cups.
It wasn't a solo cup, then.
Exactly.
I feel like solo cups was only red and blue.
Nah.
The
blue ones.
Gotta be red.
At least
gotta
be red. She didn't need a helmet if she got a motorcycle.
You've been saving that one, huh? You was like, I hope they don't talk about it, but just in case they do, I got this shit.
But here's another thing. The doctor that finally helped her out and got the thing up.
Where?
Guess what country she's from?
It's your cousin. Ghana. It's your cousin, man.
Hey man. Just saying.
Ghana?
Just saying.
From Ghana?
Yep.
Man, see,
once again, the Africans come to save the stupid American. Thank you,
man. Wow, yeah. He did it
for free.
Shout out to
us taking care of us, man. If he had that skill,
No, yeah. Forget that. I would took all that $13,000 that she, no, I would take all that $13,000.
He got all the money from the email scam.
Oh, Jesus. What?
That's Nigerian. Get it straight. Nigerians do the email scam. They just say the one, no, no.
But yeah, we just lost our African audience. Now,
but I would have took all that $13,000.
Yeah. Wait, Drew, I think you trying to skim off the top, man. Wasn't it 12,000?
Whatever.
I would have took all that. You can't skim off the top if he's. Oh, never mind.
I would have took it all.
I'm with Drew. I'm overcharging niggas for what they did to the Gold Crush. Are you going to pay me everything?
I want your Honda Excel that you've been driving. Wow. I want all of it.
Oh my god! But yes,
hope she get it all.
Selling merch now.
Still think I still.
I'm an idiot.
It's like pictures of her, and it's got like some sands on it. I think they have some like gorilla.
Listen, who's worse?
I'm about
who's
to lose my hair. Both.
Nope.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
I'm about to lose my hair.
My hair.
I'm using Gorilla Glue like a dump.
I mean, I would never buy the shit, but I ain't mad at it.
The buyer is worse. To answer your question, TJ, the buyer is worse. The seller is just trying to, I get it. You're trying to make your coin. But don't, here's the thing. Don't go online like she did talking about, my name ain't Gorilla Glue Girl. My name is Tessica Brown. And I don't like this image and then try to sell the image.
No,
don't
you're right there. I haven't seen that video.
That's the problem. Yeah. If you're going to embrace it, embrace it. But don't make that video and then start selling merch.
Did that come out Gorilla before or after the surgeon news?
I don't know.
No, like I really, like I honestly, I've definitely tuned out after the news with the surgeon that did. Well, like I've been completely done with it, so I hadn't even seen that video. So you're definitely right there. Like don't, you know, make that video and then sell the image. But if there's people stupid enough to buy it,
I think. Well, I believe she still had the hair at the time of that video. So I would say definitely before the surgery.
If people are stupid enough to buy, like I feel like they're worse, and so I ain't mad at her. Like, fuck it, she's an opportunity to profit off this shit. The fucking government and white people have done a whole lot worse.
If I'm a teacher, if I'm a parent of a child that she teaches, I'm pulling them out of school. I can't let her.
Yeah, teach I don't think I'm letting my kid go to her class.
Right.
Yeah.
What she teach?
Oh God!
God, I hope it's pre-K because them kids don't need to.
What would be the irony of that?
What if she's smart enough to teach science and just did a dumb decision?
No. I'm not going.
Nah. Yeah, there's no excuse for that shit.
No. There's no excuse for stupidity like that. No excuse.
Yeah.
B.A., what about when she messed up your lunch?
I was sick.
Right.
So
wait. What happened?
What happened was that while CJ wanted to be a smart ass,
but you're right,
I wanted a haircut. Let me explain. Let me tell you the story. I wanted a haircut. I asked my mother for a haircut. Yeah. She said no. I grabbed some scissors and I cut a plug in my own hair to force my way into a haircut. It wasn't the smartest decision, but I was 6 years old. This lady is 40.
Wait.
It's not a comparison.
Hold on. Did he get his haircut done?
I did.
Wait, so you did it. You did it with the intentions of forcing yourself to get a haircut? I thought you were going to cut your own hair and started doing it, and then somebody caught you and stopped you. But you did it just to with the intention of getting being forced a haircut.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I did it with the intention of getting a haircut.
And so, like, you guys know, well, he's been bald since y'all known him, but he definitely, if I remember correct, did he?
No, he had a hairline.
Okay. Yeah, you like ruined the pattern or really.
I cut it against the grain, so it grows different. It's still to this day when it grows, and I got to cut it, still grows different in that same little spot. I can tell you, I'm rubbing it right now. I know exactly the spot that it is.
I'm super bothered. I don't know why I'm bothered than you.
You older than me. What the fuck are you talking about?
But, I'm trying to think who went bald first.
That comparison that you just made is dumb because I was six years old.
I admitted that.
This is a 40-year-old grown-ass woman. Like, not the same
you're absolutely
thing
right.
at
I
all.
Admitted that.
And here's another thing. I need to know what state she lives in because I don't
want
to
be Alabama or Louisiana, right?
License.
It's Louisiana.
To be a teacher in Louisiana got to be super easy.
She might have a skill set. teaching basic one or some shit. I don't know. She got a skill set.
Oh, she can teach the remedial class. Okay, gotcha.
Well, she got almost a million followers now. So
that's currency.
More than what followed this stupid broad.
I think what she did was stupid and all that, but this part of it where she capitalized, like if she can in this culture and society, that's what the fuck you're supposed to do. Yeah,
I can agree with that. You in the spotlight, get your coins while you can, but don't try to fucking sue somebody for your stupidity. You know what I mean? Like, don't do that. But
and then here's another thing. It was a stupid old, like ambulance chasing lawyer saying, "But she has a case if she does." Like, are you serious?
Wait, I hate to go back to dude, but y'all know his attorney. One of his attorneys is like a car accident slip and fall lawyer, and dude's attorney at the impeachment trial. He's actually a car accident slip and fall lawyer from Philadelphia. Basically,
you got learning and learning.
Wow!
Hey, you know what's funny about you saying that? I was singing a song in my head, like Glenn Lerner.
That's who that fool hired to defend him against impeachment from the U.S. government, and he still got off.
Wow.
Watch the power of whiteness work.
Wow,
man.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm off. I ain't even talking about that idiot no more. I love
Virginia Uncut Bad,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is that start tonight too?
They said it's this weekend, but I've been looking on, you know, like on the channel thing. Right, I don't see it when it's supposed to come on.
I don't even know what channel BET is.
What Uncut Classic Faves? What y'all got?
Wait.
Oh man.
Go ahead, Dave.
Well, that's the what that thing smell like.
Wait, definitely.
I introduced my sister-in-law and my wife what that thing smelled like today. They never heard it before.
Man.
Yes. I said, that is a classic. I said, that is the classic of classic. Because the first thing that came out, they know
that's,
for Tidra.
That's classic.
Like, no.
Tidra is classic.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
in the rankings.
I'm going to go with, let me go off the cuff here. Let's go outside of the box. I'm going to go with White Girls.
Hey,
who was that? Is that
I don't know that nigga name, man. Who is that? I don't know.
Let's face facts: the only four videos you really remember from there is White Girls, What That Thing Smell Like, Tip Drill, and Pussy Pop.
No. Pussy I got another one. Yeah. I got another one.
What?
She ain't got no panties on. Ain't got no panties on.
Oh, yeah.
No panties on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot about that one.
He went to get his
pizza.
Oh, yeah. For y'all that's wondering what happened to Peach, he has a pizza. All right, I'm back. Pizza's here. I'm all the way down. We good now.
And so he's literally.
See, all right. So listen, my all time favorite.
Okay,
there it is.
Wow, look at that.
Ain't nothing like getting money in a Ziploc plastic bag.
Why do you know that shit?
Man, listen.
Yeah,
you know,
that shit goes high. BET Uncut goes with White Castle. It all goes together.
And Hennessy.
No, because Hennessy was literally before.
I'm going to need y'all not to disrespect Hennessy like that. Don't do it.
I think I just created a laxative.
You did.
Wait, so now we're literally hearing the wind outside TJ's door.
Why did you pick up what kind of pizza it is? I don't understand why you just couldn't walk away from the phone. I walked away from this conversation four times in this right now.
I said extra cheese.
I need to know what kind of pizza it is.
Right.
Oh, no, margaritas in the hood. Where what's up? You
talking about that? Italian Fiesta?
This margaritas. First of all, this Italian Fiesta over everything.
This nigga got a Little Caesars hot and fresh.
Yeah, I don't fuck with no Little Caesars. Y'all tripping.
Yeah. I feel like Little Caesars is straight up just for little kids' birthday parties.
No, I wouldn't even get that to a little kid. I go to Domino's before I did that.
Yeah.
Little Caesars might be the pizza you get to homeless people.
Oh.
But you gotta move quick so they don't throw it at you. Like...
Right.
Oh, you know, damn get tuna.
I asked for a dollar, not this year. Speaking of that, right. Let me tell you something. Next time in the city, man. If a bum asks me for a dollar and I say I ain't got it, and he look at me crazy and say, how come you ain't got a dollar? I'm like, dude, you don't got a dollar.
My bum is not PC anymore.
Oh my God, Drew.
No, it's not.
I'm going to call. If your mama call you Clay, I'm going to call him Clay. Forget the bum.
No, Drew, we don't do bum. It's gutter person.
Jesus. Trash bandit.
Trash bandit. Listen,
on that note, it's been another episode of On the Serious 33.
Please mark this down early.
That's what we doing now.
Oh my God.
I think we've used that one already.
It was two versions, Jesus. One with beans and one without beans. So this is the remix.
The remix?
No, the Drake, man, that Drake and Lil Wayne version go hard. But so thank you all for joining us for yet another episode.
I feel like we ended early so TJ can eat that.
I would never eat
the DiGiorno's pizza.
Nah, I can't. Nah. Hey, I might have had it once in my life.
Don't front on me, DiGiorno's.
Shouts out to Top Golf, because that's where I went today for the little Valentine's Day thing. Even though it's cold as shit, we still went.
Wait, outside?
Yes, sir.
They was open.
They opened. They got heater. They got heater bays in their little section. They got heaters.
That's
wow.
That 25. That's crazy. Shit,
but like, it was still. Yeah. It was still cold. Yeah, but we're going back in the summer. You know, that's what we need to do. You know, get together and do that when everything is outside.
That's
so we can.
That's the real Valentine's love right there, man.
Yeah, man.
Shit, we went to Home Goods today. That's where we went.
That's how you look at furnishing. You got new furniture, right?
Man, you was getting vases and shit.
Right, right, exactly.
You was getting vases and stuff, Dave. You was doing getting like tile together and stuff like that. See that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, but it's not a competition or nothing. It's, you know.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Ooh.
Yo, they got a new sauce up there.
I don't know. I guess the kid wanted it.
Buffalo Wild Wings is trash. They got a new sauce that just dropped.
It's called trash because that's what Buffalo Wild
Wings. I think I've ever eaten in one.
Man, I used to love Buffalo Wild Wings, but yeah.
No? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you ain't missing much. Man.
I remember one year for Valentine's Day, it was like, I guess we didn't all have girlfriends at the time. Was I there? We all went to Hooters.
Oh, wow.
Me? Oh, really?
It was me, you, and Dave.
I voluntarily spent Valentine's Day with you niggas?
Yeah, we went to Hooters and we was laughing.
I'm sure I had situations
had at the time, nigga.
Possibly happened. Wow.
And we
wonder.
No, you
situationships.
No, we went there and we were laughing at the guy that actually bought their girlfriends two Hooters. Yeah.
I wonder if anybody's ever taken advantage of that White Castle's Valentine's special that they offer every year.
That's situational shit.
I had a teacher who said he did that shit every year with his wife.
He went to White Castle?
He said that was their little. It started as a joke.
I can do that.
They just kind of kept doing it as a tradition.
I thought it.
Yeah.
I thought he was gonna say like they met.
Nah. He said him and his guy got together like to plan, like they did it as a joke for their wives. Just to kind of get a kick out, you know, a laugh at them or whatever. But whatever it was, they kept doing it after that, and it became their little tradition, him and his wife, to do White Castle.
Oh, so they was talking to each other between the
two. They did the reservations doors, and huh? everything is what they used to do, he said.
Wow, that's hilarious.
Baby, I don't slide or slide now. Yeah, baby, yeah.
But that's the only person I ever met in my life who has participated in that.
Wow, what school was this?
Mm. Wow.
Mm-mm.
This was in college. This was not Columbia, college. My second college.
And gorilla gluing their heads to today.
Hey, why are we wrapping up the show 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, man, okay, you're right. Let's get out of here.
We was.
Yeah. We were just there. Yo,
yeah, we're done. Yeah, because I'm going to watch Regina, and then I'm going to have to rewatch WandaVision after that.
And thank you to everybody for tuning in once again. You know, for those of y'all who've been offended and decided to leave, you know, we're sorry for y'all. But make sure if you haven't left us yet,
get over it.
Follow us on Sirius 33 on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram on the Sirius 33 and 3rd podcast.
Me and B at Degeneration into the podcast world.
A-B-A.
We got two words
versus.
For you.
I just wanted to start the streak up again.
Yeah.
It was mentioned.
We ain't talked about it, so we don't care.
Yeah. No, don't count.
Well, yo, much love. Yo, I was supposed to drop merch this week. I'm going to drop it this week, though, for real.
Dave just like detox.
You were supposed to drop it this week, but you're going to drop it this week.
Yo, when Dave dropped the merch, it's going to be
because that makes sense.
On the IG. Yeah.
I know. Yeah,
man,
exactly. Yeah, because Tiege is doing a magnificent job of being our social media director for Instagram.
Y'all gave Instagram to the wrong person. That should be me.
Never should have gave a nigga Instagram.
I'm scared of what you would post on all our behalf.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Me?
I see your feed. I follow you on Instagram. I'm scared of what you would post on behalf of the Sirius 33 and 3rd podcast.
You know what's funny about that? Is that you send me shit to post on my Instagram. So.
Right.
Y'all, listen, I don't want to put it on my own page, so here, give it, you put it up there.
That's not my brand.
Teach want to be ignorant.
I'm helping your brand. You already established that.
Oh my god!
Get out of here. I mean, I don't have a brand. I just, if I see it and it's funny, I'm gonna post it. I don't give a shit what people think.
Right. What they feeling?
Yeah, I'm not really worried about that. You know, it's just like it is.
Yeah, I'm feeling what that one.
Oh my goodness. Nice. We definitely a nice mix of good cop, bad cop on the show, that's for sure.
Mm.
Oh yeah, shouts out to Bureau Bar for messing up my order yesterday.
Still wrapping up the show.
Man. Did you get a voucher?
But like a week ago, you showed us something else you got from there that you really liked, right?
Man, he has some cheeseburger tacos. Huh?
And that's what I went there to get again. No, they messed up my order when they gave me the wrong order.
Did they give you some veggie burger tacos?
No, they gave me lamb chops and mashed potatoes.
Let me get this straight. You went that was a fucking upgrade.
Some lobster rolls.
Cheeseburger roll to
tacos. That sounds like a good ass mistake.
Mad that you got lamb chops, nigga? We gonna end this.
Let's end the show.
Sure, it speaks for itself. Go for it.
Oh my god.
Absolutely.
Yo, shout out to B.O. Bar. Love Bill.
I do too. But y'all messed up.
I gotta look at the pricing on these things. How you? That was a win, Drew.
Yo, so much love, everybody. We appreciate y'all. Check us out on the flip side. Yo, we're going to holler at y'all again. Have a wonderful Valentine's holiday with your significant other. Make peace. Lots of love. And,
for sure.
Peace, y'all.
Make one of our babies.
Okay, we're done here.